the Radio 1 Roadshow with Dave Lee Travis.
What can I say? The music could possibly be louder than the cars, but at a drag race meeting, that is physically impossible. Can I say welcome, everybody, to the Santa Pod Roadshow? Okay, you've been let loose. You're in your home. You're sitting there. You're warm. You're thinking, why should I be out in that weather? And you're wondering, what can Radio 1 possibly do to improve your situation? Well, what we can do and what we know we're going to do for the next hour and a half on Wireless One on this May Day Monday is to, in fact, bring you some exciting sounds from the cars themselves, some chat for you people who don't know about drag racing, exactly what is involved in it. We're going to be meeting some very interesting people. We have a great selection of music for you. So, without any further ado, let's get into our first piece from Gary Tom's Empire. Drive my car, and in fact the noise you're hearing behind me now is a funny car. I want you to listen very carefully to this noise. This is the sort of noise you can expect to hear when you come along to Santa Pod Raceway to hear a dragster. It's an incredible noise. It's pumping out something like 2,000 horsepower. This is a car which is going to make a pass at the moment. It's not going to do a full run because there's a bit of water on the track at the moment. Wow, it's very hard for us to get that over to you at home, what sort of reaction there is to a funny car blowing off like that. That's one from the Hound Dog Funny Team. It's Owen Haywood that's got into his funny car, and he's doing just a couple of burnouts to warm the car up. He's disappeared off up the track at the moment now, just to get the feel of the car and warm the engine up. And it's particularly important in drag racing to actually warm the engine before you do a run in it. And that is what's happening at the moment. Let's just give you one more blast of the noise now. It's quite incredible. Oh! It really speaks for itself. Yes, well, that's the sort of car which you've heard us mention before on radio does sort of speeds of 0 to 100 miles an hour in 1 second. A lot of people disbelieve that. A lot of people say, no, you're wrong, it's impossible. But during the course of the program, we'll prove the point to you. And while that car's warming up and my ears are burning down, we're going to attempt to get into another piece of music. Ladies and gentlemen, if they can get the Bee Gees past this, we're doing okay. That's what a funny car does to your turntables. Are you satisfied? We'll try it again. Hang about. Okie dokie. Right, fun and games. We're going to switch over to turntable two. The blast of nitromethane fuel from that must have hit our turntable, so we'll slap it on the other side here and see what we can do with a quick repair job. Listen, these lunatics who go drag racing can take an engine down, strip it completely and put it back together again in about half an hour, and it takes us that long to get to get a record off the turntable and put a cross onto the other one. He's doing very well, number one in the charts at the moment, with that one entitled Night Fever, here from Santa Pod Raceway, where there's already one casualty in the racing, our left-hand turntable, but we shall struggle through nevertheless. We're going to move along now with a piece of music while we get our guests together to come and talk about racing, what it's all about, and in fact, a number I'm sure a lot of people will remember well, not particularly by these artists though, the Chanter Sisters, and see if you can recognise the sound. So we are now going to do the impossible. We're going to do a whole roadshow with only one turntable, which needs me to talk quite a bit while I get the records organised, but then there's nothing new about that, right?
Oh, what that woman has to offer you and what you can get to here, right in your own backyard. That woman's just feeding your vanity, honey. And if you can't see that, then you are a fool. Time will show you the truth, so that one day you will surely know which one of us you really belong to. Oh, baby, and when that day comes, I want to hear my man say, oh,
that's my name, playing music is my game. And in fact, just before we find out what drag racing is really all about, why don't we try and find out the reactions of the people who actually spend their weekends, whether warm, dry and sunny, or slightly wet and a bit foggy like it is today. Why don't we find out what makes these people tick? I can tell you one thing, that Tony Hale, who's with us today, one of our producers, together with Dave Price. Tony, for the first time, heard a funny car, which you heard earlier on in the program, fire up. As the term is, you don't start funny cars, you fire them up, right? And he heard it, and he said two words, which, well, as it's Radio 1, he was quite impressed by it. Let's say that much. He was stood quite close to it, actually, at the time. Now then, we've got out into the crowd here, and a gentleman in what has to be Santapod spectacular wear. I mean, this has seen many years of service, your anorak, hasn't it?
It has. About 4 years I've been coming up here now. Yeah, I won't miss it for the world. It's really good.
Now, you have been here overnight, haven't you?
Yeah.
In what sort of residence were you overnight?
A rather wet tent.
Now, a lot of people say you've got to be slightly potty to get into a tent and pitch it in a wet field to watch something. Now, why do you do it?
Well, it's all the game of drag racing, isn't it? You know, if you come up here, you've got to rough it, and that's it. You know, if it's fine, great. It's a really good meeting, but it's still a good meeting if it's wet, you know. That's what I come up here for. That's it. It's really good.
It is an ace sport. It's not like any other motorsport. And it's funny because most of the people who come to watch it, unlike circuit racing, like to get themselves dirty at the same time as the people who get the cars ready. They don't particularly want to, but in the end, they end up doing it. There's a lady here. Hello, lady.
Hello.
What's your name?
Pat.
Pat what?
Benny.
Where are you from, Pat?
Birmingham.
Birmingham. And you've come down from Birmingham to Santapod, which, incidentally, for the people who don't know, is in the Northamptonshire area. What made you come down here today, then? Is it a ladies' sport?
Yes, men and ladies.
What do you like about the noise, the specularness, that's a word I've defined. Or what? Or smell of the fuel, what?
Bless you.
You like that, dear?
Magic.
Might have this lady foot off the ground with no visible means of support. We shall now play Drancy, honey.
I look in real tough, I'm reversing it. I'm beautiful, I got your looks really. Gonna get my chicken egg and acid dressing. Yeah,
I'm there it is, the ripcord's for you, and a number entitled Drag City, and that's just about where we are at the moment. We're going to be speaking to a gentleman who knows quite a lot about drag racing, and he may be able to fill you in on all those little nagging doubts you've had about the game. Brian Taylor, commentator extraordinaire, wears funny clothes, but he's really a nice sort of fella. We'll be talking to him in a moment after we've heard from Sheila B. Devotion and a bit of Singing in the Rain. Now, come on. What could be more appropriate? Devotion and Singing in the Rain. At this point in time, we have a motoring flash. He's back to our London studios to join Mike Smith. Yes, be a safe driver. When you're driving at the sort of speeds they're driving here, it has to be a very safe sport indeed, and it certainly is. I've learnt that in the 3 years I've been involved in it. And a gentleman also who knows quite a lot about drag racing, he's been commentating here at Santa Pod for a long time now, and, well, he's generally has a great love of the sport, and it is Brian Taylor. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Dave. Nice to see Radio 1 here at Santa Pod. It's really great to see you here.
Well, it's been nice. It's nice to get here. It's taken us 3 years to get it all organised and come along here, and what happens when we get here? It's raining.
Well, it's your fault, isn't it? It's usually all right.
Actually, it's a bit misty. The track is a bit wet, and really what I wanted to touch on, Brian, was just for the sake of the people who don't really know what drag racing is all about. Most people have seen the films of American drag racing where they see the top fuelers, which are
right.
What we need to do is get a very basic rundown of the type of classes that you can enter if you want to get involved in drag racing.
Well, drag racing is a sport that's basically developed from what you call in America the hot rodding era. That sort of started with the cars that used to run for records on the salt flats out in Utah. the roasters, the tricked up roasters on the streets. They used to go street racing illegally at first, of course, on the west coast of California. And so drag racing is a legalized form of this sort of hot rodding. In true basics, a drag race is an acceleration contest over the standing start quarter mile, and the one who gets to the other end first is the winner. And it sounds very basic and very simple, but it's a sport where almost anyone out there has got their own Mini, for instance. Now, if they wanted to go drag racing, they could. Yep. And mentioning Minis, it's very interesting because it's very popular nowadays to down British Leyland. But in drag racing, British Leyland engines are extremely successful. They're a good engine for drag racing.
Well, that's useful to know, where the rest of the world thinks that perhaps there are a few problems that they are
showing. Very good in drag racing. So you can start with your own Mini and race in the production ranks, right up to your big sort of 8-litre Ed Pink Chrysler 2,000 brake horsepower dragster. So you've got competition altered in between, modified production, funny cars, dragsters. But basically, the out-and-out competition machine will be the dragster. And the rules are quite loose around that. Mm. A funny car is, so we say, a dragster with a body on it, so it resembles
it's shortened,
car.
Isn't it? It's not as long as the very long dragsters.
And then you have production, which is your basis. Modified production is a little bit hotter. Mm. And then you have competition altered, which is sort of somewhere in between. It's an out-and-out competition car, a short wheelbase car, but it still has quite a strong framework of rules so that it does resemble a car that, well, you don't see many Model T Fords wandering around the streets of Britain, but
But talking about the resemblance and the sort of horsepower, now there may be a few family men sitting at home listening to this conversation, and they're saying, I've got my car outside, it's parked on the drive, and it's got something like 100 brake horsepower. Now, we're talking about 2,000 brake horsepower one car, so it's literally like having 20 family cars bunged in on top of two wheels, isn't it?
20 really? Good family cars.
Good family cars, yeah. Now, there's one point that I found quite interesting, because I mentioned in trailing this show, and indeed Kid Jensen did too, that the top fuel cars are capable of doing naught from a standing start to 100 miles an hour in 1 second, and people have said, no, rubbish, it's totally impossible because their minds can't grasp it. Now, can you give us any proof on that?
Well, the great man in drag racing has got to be a fellow called Don Garlitz out in the States. They are, these guys have seen him out here.
Yes, he's a bit magic,
And he has done 0 to 250-odd miles an hour for the standing start quarter mile in 5.5 seconds. And he has had equipment to record the acceleration and the G-forces on his car. And he has in no doubt that he is doing 100 miles an hour in less than a second. And if he says it, I'm sure it's true. He's the man.
Yeah, right. So that can clear up a few of the myths that these beasts... Now, I'm going to be driving one of these beasts later on, aren't I? The Needle.
That's right.
What do you think my chances are later if it dries out and I run in it? Do you think I'm going to be all right?
Well, I'm sure you'll be all right, because here at Sandipod Raceway, we're very fortunate. We have a strip dryer that comes out of the sort of the gas turbine thing on the truck. So, providing it doesn't rain, what is our problem at the moment, Dave, is the fog. Because we can't see far enough down the strip for safety reasons. Yeah. And so as soon as that fog lifts a bit, the strip dryer will be out, zap, got a dry strip, and we're away.
Yeah.
So you'll be on a dry strip, Dave. We wouldn't let you loose on a wet one.
Thank you very much. So in finality, Brian, would you say that anybody who is interested in drag racing, do you think it really would be worth a while to actually pop out and go and see one for themselves?
No doubt about it. I mean, the next meeting here at Sandipod Raceway is over the Whitsun Bank holiday, and that traditionally, I think it's one of the oldest established drag racing events in the country.
Yeah, because
and
there's
that
one
is knockout.
The one important point is that this is the only permanent drag strip in Europe, right?
It is one of the most important developments in drag racing, UK drag racing history, was Sandipod Raceway to get it a permanent facility, and it's because of that the sport is coming on in leaps and bounds recently, because it's all a point of investment now.
Yeah.
It's beyond being purely sport to investment, whether you're investing in a new car or in a new strip.
Great. Brian Taylor, thanks very much for coming along. Little ripple for Brian doing his bit there.
Thank you.
We're going up to news time now with a super sound from Andrew Gold.
I talk to my baby on the telephone long distance. Never would have guessed I could miss someone so bad. Yeah, I really only met about a week ago, but it doesn't seem to matter to my heart. I know that I love her. I'm hoping that I'll never recover, 'cause she's good for me, and it would really make me happy. never let us slip away. Teenage crush on the school day.
On the school day,
I feel like the leading Romeo and Juliet. Yeah, I'm a little bit dizzy, I'm a little bit scared. I guess I never felt this much aware that I love her. I'm hoping that I never recover. She's good for me, and it would really make me happy to never let her slip away.
Goal, never let us slip away. That's half an hour of the Radio 1 Roadshow this May Day for you, and we've got some more exciting people to talk to and great music, so don't go away. By now the time is 12:30 on Radio 1. We join Paddy O'Byrne in the newsroom.
Radio 1 News.
A warning that young people will revolt unless jobs are found for them has come from the engineering union leader, Hugh Scanlon. A top British military man, Sir Neil Cameron, has called for cooperation between Britain and China to meet the tank threat from what he called the common enemy, the Soviet Union. A Japanese explorer has become the first man to make a solo crossing of the North Pole. He completed the journey despite attacks by polar bears and a delay caused when one of his huskies gave birth to six pups. The young man who chained himself to the top of the scenic railway at Manchester's Bellevue Amusement Park in protest at plans to demolish it is back on the ground. After 2 days and a night 60 feet above the ground, he decided to come down when a group of youths threatened to beat him up. The search is still going on for a fell runner who failed to turn up at a checkpoint during yesterday's three-peak race in Ribblesdale. Police and rescue teams are being hampered by mist and low cloud. And that's all in this news summary. More Radio 1 News to you at 1:30.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Radio 1 Roadshow. It's coming at you today from Santa Pod Raceway in Northamptonshire. Yeah! And from under the fog, we now jump to under the moon of love.
Let's go for a little walk under the moon of love. Let's I
talk sweet talk and whisper things in your ear. I'm gonna tell you lots of things I know you've been longing to hear.
Come on, little darling, take my hand.
Let's go for a little walk.
That's Shawaddy Waddy for you there, and Under the Moon of Love. And just before we get back to the jollities, there is one rather sad note that hangs over Centrepod this weekend, and that is that one of his most beloved gentlemen here, who was an RAC scrutineer, and not just in drag racing, but in other forms of racing too, and he's been with drag racing from the very start, that's Captain Tom Hales, unfortunately died last Thursday, and is a very, very sad loss to all the drag racers here. Because he was well loved, he was a lovely man, and it's through people like Captain Hales that, in fact, these strict regulations for drag racing to make the sport safer were ensured for anybody who wanted to do the sport. So Captain Tom Hales will be missed very much by all the drag racers, and I'm sure drivers in other forms of racing too. And in fact, I have heard today that there will be a special trophy in his memory, which will be organised very, very soon, and somebody will have possibly the good fortune of winning that. So, in memory of Captain Tom Hales, we will carry on with the programme right now, and everybody I know is going to enjoy themselves. We hope to get the drag racing underway fully very shortly when we get the strip dried off. There are certain cars you can drive on a strip when it's wet, and there are certain cars which you just don't put near the strip when it's wet. This is Jack and Jill from Radio.
Jack.
Radio and Jack and Jill, and for all the people who are standing out here at the moment... Oh, yes. For all the people who are standing out here at the moment suffering, here's a special jingle for you. Eruption, featuring Precious Wilson and I Can't Stand the Rain, which is almost the drag racing enthusiast theme tune. But nevertheless, the fact that we have a very, very large crowd here on May Day, and, well, in fact, they set off, obviously, those who were here overnight know what it's all about, because they were pitched in a sort of wet field. But those who actually came today came because of their love of the sport, and of course the fact that Radio 1 was doing a roadshow today as well. I mean, we can't belie that. But nevertheless, it shows you when you set off in the morning and there's early morning fog and it's wet and you go along to a drag race meeting and stand in the cold to see these cars going, it just shows you the sort of magic that drag racing has appeal-wise. Anyway, we'll be talking to another driver, the only driver to do a 5-second quarter mile outside America. We'll be talking to Peter Crane shortly on the programme. Meanwhile, it's not the right record to play, really, but it just sounds good. I'm sure there'll be more drag races in the future. The Rolling Stones in The Last Time.
This could be the
Rolling Stones for you there, and Last Time.
Well, the last time I actually came to a Centipod meeting where I could fully concentrate on the racing as opposed to other things, I watched a car called Stormbringer, which is one of our amazing top fuelers, do a run in which the rear wheels sort of bounced independently, lifted off the ground, and did very strange things. And the man who was in control of it at the time and kept himself very cool, because I thought for sure something terrible was going to happen, was Peter Crane. Peter, welcome to Radio 1 Roadshow.
Nice to be here.
Now, Peter, you are a pro-fuel driver, as opposed to Brian, who was talking about driving it, and I haven't yet really driven my car. Can you give us any idea of what it actually feels like to sit in a fuel dragster which has got such a G-force on your body when you take off? I mean, what is going through your mind in that? Incidentally, of course, I've already mentioned that you are the only man outside America to have done a five-second run. That's quite incredible acceleration, right?
Certainly is.
Now, what's going through your mind in that 5 seconds? I mean, I know there's a lot prior to that when you're doing burnouts and what have you, but before you, when you do the actual run?
Well, actually, all you're really worrying about is winning.
Yeah.
You know, you're really concentrating on the race at the time and not on the car and everything
yeah.
else. You put that out of your mind, you're
so
worried.
Are you saying the excitement of the actual racing against the competitor sort of keeps your mind just for that moment off? I mean, you still have to concentrate on what you're doing in the car, obviously,
oh, yes,
but
yes.
The more important thing is the winning of the race.
Yes, definitely.
Now, safety features on dragsters. A lot of people have seen drag racing. They've watched these amazing cars doing 240 miles an hour across the line in a quarter of a mile. What safety features are there on these fuel dragsters which people might be interested to note?
Well, I think the big difference on the fuel cars as against circuit cars is that the roll cages come forward of the driver. In
yeah.
other words, you're totally enclosed with a roll cage.
Mm-hmm.
On formula cars, they just seem to stop just behind your head and not actually cover you completely.
Yeah. So the tubular steel framework that's used in these things, presumably has to be very strong and very light at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, they use these special alloy steels.
Mm. What about the actual motor? I know originally we started off with slingshot dragsters, and those were the dragsters in which you sat in front of the engine, which a lot of drag racers have now decided is not really on sometimes, you know, and you have a rear engine dragster. Why basically did people change from a front engine to a rear, do you think?
Well, the rear engine cars are safer because, as you said, you've got the engine behind you, so that if there's any engine explosion or any fuel leak or anything, it's behind you and you don't get it all in the face.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty stuff, isn't it, the stuff that we use in these things?
Well, yeah, it can be.
Can you explain to us exactly what the fuel is that's put into these dragsters and what percentage of mixture is used?
Yeah, well, it's a mixture of nitromethane and methanol, and you can increase the power by increasing the amount of nitromethane.
Yeah, and this is obviously helps with sort of bursting flames out of the exhaust pipes as well, doesn't it? I mean,
well, that's just how it shows itself.
Yeah, it's quite frightening really to watch for the first time.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And a little bit frightening for me to be getting into one for the first time today as well.
Well, you won't be saying that after you've done it.
No, I'm going to love it. I'm absolutely going to love it. Anyway, Peter, congratulations. It's a long time ago, I know now. It seems like many years ago that you broke the five-second barrier, and you still remain the only man outside America to have done it. Congratulations on that. And I know that you and your team who are involved with Stormbringer and what have you are helping me out. So I want to thank you for that, because you're teaching me the ropes, as it were. And when do you hope to drive yourself apart from my car? Because you've already test-driven my car for me. Is there any hopes for you driving your own car very shortly?
Yeah, I expect so, but at the moment we're putting it up for sale and trying to get going to Funny Car, which is another class.
Another class altogether. Peter, thank you very much for coming to talk to us. We're going to move out with a piece of music, and all the best. Are you going to go and polish my car for me now?
Yes, we'll do that.
All right, cheers, Peter. Strange things happen when you get near these cars. They can almost talk to you. It's incredible.
I am your automatic lover. Automatic lover. I am your automatic lover. I am your automatic lover. Automatic lover. I am your automatic lover. Automatic lover.
No more feeling. Watch me, yeah.
Holiday time on the Radio 1 Row show. Another car has fired up in the background, and we are going to attempt to do a request here, which is rather strange. It's done on a car transporter, which has been made out of cardboard. Oh dear, that jingle and me are not going to get on well at all together. A car transporter made out of cardboard, which says, "Dear DLT, any record please for all the lads at the Spring Hill Pub, Wolverhampton. Also, mums and dads, Jill, two Debbies, Sue, and all friends and relations." And I'm rushing to get in before he puts his foot on the loud pedal. From Pete, Dave, Colin, Peter and Kevin, it says, "Good luck, Dave, first time out with the needle. Any problems, Jim will fix it." Dear me, got a right bunch of Roonies. Would you believe a gentle record with a loud noise?
To burn this one above.
That's Manhattan Transfer for you and Walk in Love. At this point in time, we decided if we can do it before anybody actually kicks up a rumpus with a car, we'll have a bit of fun because there are quite a few young children who've come along to watch the drag racing and the Radio on Roadshow today. And we're going to have a competition with the young children here. We're going to see if they can make a noise like a dragster. Oh, that's good. Which one did that? That's amazing. Right, while that's in the background, we're going to give an album away to what we think is the best noise. Now, that noise you can hear in the background now, which is a real one going off, is what we want to hear. And we want to see if you can make a noise like that. What's your name?
Louise.
Louise?
They're all starting now. I think, perhaps, wrong, not the right time at all to do a drag competition, so I will quickly rewind. And get on with the music.
Build a little drag strip, one I thought that would run. So I took it to the drag strip just to have a little fun. There I paid my $2 just to go down a track. But I got shut out by a little fastback. You run so fast, all that I ever see, your little back blast. Well, I'm gonna get a fastback, one that will run too. Then the people will cheer me just like they do you. On the black top on my second run, the black one he dropped the flag and the race begun. Over all the vibrations I heard the crowd cheer. I knew that he had crossed the line before I hit second gear. Hey, little fastback, what makes you run so fast? All that I ever see, your little back blast. Well, I'm gonna get a fastback, one that'll run too. Then the people will cheer me just like they do you.
I just stopped in time. My goodness, that was a fastback from Johnny Bond with a couple of rails firing up here behind the start line at Centipod Raceway, where today's May Day Radio 1 Roadshow is coming from. It's quite a spectacular sight. We've got all the big machines right round the back here. The track is still slightly wet. The track will be dried out during the course of the next half hour or so, I should hope, and we'll get into the racing once again. Crowds of people here waiting to see their favourite cars move along and still walk home saying, I don't believe it, I don't believe it. Warwick University, for some unknown reason, who have spelt university UNIVURCITY, and I guess that's why they need to go to university. Anyway, we're going to move along with a piece of music from Coco, which has done all right for itself. Not too bad chart-wise.
Remember me? I was tossed and turning like
drive out at sea. I was lost for learning like a song without a key.
Remember when I was all alone without a soul to call my friend? Who'd have thought those days would ever end?
Those were the bad old days.
Remember why I'm gonna stay with you until the day I die. We can watch the good old days go by.
Those were the bad old days.
Well, there it is, Coco for you, and the bad old days. Well, it's a new experience for our Radio 1 producers here today. Tony Hale, who's never quite seen or heard anything like it before, was just complaining because he couldn't hear anything on his headphones. Somebody then switched on his headphones, because they were in fact off. He got about 5,000 decibels of his own voice through, and then he got one of those. What can you say? That's the excitement of drag racing and the sort of music that you play in drag racing is coming up in a moment. But listen to this. This is a Top Fuel dragster about to move on. Have a listen. Well, he was missing a little bit there, but that's the sort of noise you can expect to hear when a fueler... It's the wet conditions that make the dragster do that, because in fact the grip has to be ultra superb on that strip when the rail moves off, and because there were damp patches on, of course it was on and off and on and off, and that's why you heard the noise you heard. The other noise you're going to hear is a bit of Chuck Berry.
Doing about 9 to 5, bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't
Maybelline for you, Chuck Berry. In the background, Dennis Friddle, one of the gentlemen who is absolutely wild. Just have a listen to this. Yes, that's young Friddle, who is totally mental. But he's a nice fella, you see. He comes home from the West Country, and every time he sees me, he says, "Hello, Dave, how are you doing?" And then he leaps in his monster and does that. In a few minutes' time, if you think, as a newcomer to drag racing, that racing these cars is mental, then what about racing drag bikes that do 8-second quarter miles at incredible speeds, like 180 miles an hour, on two wheels? We're going to talk to one of the foremost bike riders from the United States of America in just a few moments, live on the program, so stand by. We're going to have a quick burst of music from Susie Quattro and then one of the main men on two wheels.
Well, I've seen you before on that discus floor. You were driving me out of my mind. Oh, but I could have sworn that I saw something more in your eyes. Although you were surrounded by beauty unbounded, your glances descended for me. And though I tried to hide it, I found myself looking to see. So then you took chances, you made your advances, your touch took my breath away. But when you said hello, are you ready to go? Well, I had just one thing to say. Honey, that ain't enough. Let me go look for somebody else. If you can't give me feeling to those fashion meaning, just stay in love with yourself. You can't give me love.
Quattro, if you can't give me love. Right, with the noise of fuelers in the background, it's going to be difficult for a few seconds to actually try and talk to our next guest on the program, because A, I can't hear what I'm saying, and B, he can't hear what I'm saying. So it could make an interesting conversation. Well, just hang on for a second, because there's another fueler which is just about to burn up the strip. And perhaps we'll get a little... Yes, once again, the wet strip taking its toll on the big fuelers. And we have a gentleman with us now who is well-known in drag racing circles here, certainly well-known and loved in back in his homeland of the States, T.C. Christensen. Tom, hi, and welcome to the Radio 1 Roadshow.
Yeah, it's glad to be back again. Nice seeing you again, Davey. And I forgot that you're one of the top radio figures down this way.
Oh, be careful, be careful. I'm hoping to be a top fueler merchant as well when I get out in my car for the first time today as well.
You going to try that all in the wet out here with these other guys? I saw they're working pretty hard to ride them cars.
If it's good enough for them, it's not good enough for me. I've got to be careful what I do. Now, Tom, you are a motorcycle rider extraordinaire because your motorbike... has some incredible sized engine in it. What size engine are we talking about in your bike?
It's basically it's a Narn powered machine, which is a British built motor, but it's running around 300 horsepower and around 100 cubic inches.
That's quite a... Wait, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We have to hold our conversation for a moment because these wild cars can't hear a word. These are the music. We'll be back with TC in just a few moments.
It's my affair, it's going nowhere, so why am I crazy with you? The thing that you said went straight to my head, words that would never come true. You kept me waiting far too long, I never heard your loving song. Did I ever tell you it takes two?
Baby, 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 oh baby, won't you give me romance?